is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
.10 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number. Pete Thamel wrote an article, Dell, you'll love.
I read it, and it pretty much says, forget about college football, maybe even till next fall.
Right.
Which I don't think they can survive a full year of not having college football.
The rampant pessimism about the possibility of playing college football in the fall of 2020 has spiraled to fatalism. It's dead. I don't believe that.
Neither do I. They will try. The fact that they are pushing back, making announcements, the SEC and the ACC said, we're not even making announcements now. Sure, they may be operating on hope. I hope that it isn't just hope. Like the non-conference exclusion, those games mean that there's a legit plan other than, well, we'll just see if the country actually gets their act together.
No, I think this. I think they're going to see basketball go off. They're going to see baseball go off, and they're going to go, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can do this.
I've talked about this, the momentum of other sports. Now, the baseball one's most important because that won't be a bubble.
Right.
Like, detractors could point to basketball and even the MLS who got a rough start, but since that rough start seemed to be doing okay right now, they're in a bubble. We talked about it during the break. You can even point to minor league, not minor league, but second division soccer, where they're having fans in some places in the stands. And if that doesn't turn into a disaster, you can go, okay, that's another league who found a way to get it done. We can find a way to get it done. I think momentum has a build. As long as they're not out there on their own, I think they'll try it.
Yeah. Well, and again, well, we're seeing South Korea be able to do it. And we're watching all of our guys in different cities actually playing against each other, rounding the bases, hitting, you know, and we're watching that happen. There's no reason we can't watch that happen with two teams on the field, because you've got how many guys that are playing against each other. I know that there's a bullpen. Who was it in left field the other day for the Dodgers? He threw out a runner at second base.
Was it Turner tagging from first or something?
Somebody was tagging from first, and he
threw
him
out at second,
And he threw him out at second.
Was it Bracamonte make that play on Bregman in center?
Bracamonte. Bregman hits one to right center. It looks like it's going to be a gapper, and Bracca runs it down and catches it. And everybody's like, yes! I mean, if we can bring 25 guys together, okay, can we bring 50, only separate them?
And the baseball plan is everyone's going to have at least two chartered planes. Was that the initial thing they talked about?
Yeah, I don't know that college football is going to be able to do that.
Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you this. It's probably only going to be Power 5.
That plays.
And we're going to see. What we're going to do is we're going to see all of the preseason games gone. So just like the NFL, they're not starting until October.
That's what I think.
I don't think either of them. I think they both get started in October, but they're going to see baseball go off now in a week and a half, and they're going to go, we can do this.
Yes, we will do the testing. We'll find a way. And I mean, no one likes to talk about it because we remember before it was like, if kids aren't on campus, how can they play sports? It's safer for college athletes if their classmates aren't on campus.
Aren't there?
If there are less kids that you have to, you know, watch. In fact, you can't make a normal college kid just take a test. You can mandate that for the athletes. I don't know if you create a pseudo bubble on campus where the athletes are on campus for the fall sports. I know it's kind of shaky to say it, but if you pseudo bubble those kids where they can move around, but really they're the only kids on campus, it's safer than them being amongst the entire student body.
Well, one thing we might have to do is keep all girls off of college campuses.
And it's not about, by the way, it's not about the women being a problem. It's just about...
Oh, they're a problem for the guys.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Super spreaders.
I was going to get to that. The interaction between male and females. Mm-hmm. Maybe, it doesn't have to be a heterosexual relationship. It just could be any type of sexual relationship on campus. Could be a problem. But yeah. I don't know of how you can allow college football players on campus and not allow their female counterparts in basketball on campus. don't think you can do that.
You just can't.
No, you can't do that.
Can't have those people.
No, you can't do that. I mean, it would just be an Olympic Village. And, you know, no. A lot of sex goes on in Olympic Villages.
I mean, it seems like there's a lot of droplets being shared.
I mean, we had our intern and we asked him, could you go, if your coach said, hey, just 3-4 months, that's the way we get a football season and no interaction with the opposite sex. He goes, that'd be really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, if momentum builds, I think they will try. I don't know how far they'll get, but if you start in October, the season normally ends first week of December for non-conference title games anyway. So you're talking about month of October, month of November, and then the month of December. Maybe you push back the title games, maybe, because I know some teams want to get a 10-game schedule in. Maybe you can only do 8. If you're adding Notre Dame to the ACC, you're probably playing a 10-game schedule.
Yeah.
For the ACC, at least.
Well, yeah, Notre Dame will play instead of just 5 games, they'll play the full schedule. I don't know. Notre Dame will probably, unless all the schools say we're not playing any.
It will be interesting to see, because I know that Pac-12 has said we're not playing any non-conference games, but what if they can find a way to fit Notre Dame in against USC? And you don't think that might be something they would try? Their big intersectional rivalry?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
Michigan. They got to play Michigan, right?
I don't know if they're on the schedule this year. They're not always on the schedule.
Oh, they're not?
No. They're not. Now, they played a couple years in a row, I think last year and the year before, but they're not consistently on the schedule anymore.
Yeah, Navy's always on their schedule.
Yeah, and that one's already been – that one was supposed to be in Ireland, and then they moved it to Annapolis, and that's probably – although Navy said we'll try to get games, and so we'll see if that one's still on the table.
Well, that's it. I think the – I don't know about the American. I can't speak for the American. I don't know what they're going to do. But the other conferences so far. I don't think the American has said they're only playing conference games,
right? No, they have not. Well, because paydays are part of their business model. And if they're not allowed to travel to places and get those game checks, it's going to be a problem. Who does Houston play out of conference this year besides Rice?
Washington State.
And the Pac-12 out.
That's done. No,
they have a Big 12 game too?
They toned it down this year as opposed to the tough non-conference they had last year. They had Rice.
Yeah, North Texas.
North Texas is, that's done.
They had BYU. They go to BYU.
Yeah, that's right. They don't know if they're going to be able to. That's one because BYU doesn't have a schedule.
They're independent, so BYU would probably want that game if they're going to play football this year.
Right. I don't know if this is real, Dell. Do you think this is real? World News Daily Report, I don't think it's real.
From that website, it sounds fake.
Pardon me?
The website makes me think it's fake.
Yeah. No, I don't think this is real. It says San Francisco police interrupt sex party involving, they use the M word when they mean little people. Little people, emus, and a fountain of goo.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
that sounds terrible.
But they do have police arresting. Of course, that could just be any shot. Arresting people on a lawn.
So emus, little people, and goo?
You know, the goo.
Wow.
Yeah, a fountain of it.
Why did you find that story?
Because somebody tweeted it to us. And it's not real. That's not a real story. So don't be tweeting us fake stories, okay, David? I mean, okay, first of all, a headline wouldn't involve the M word, okay?
Not in this day and age.
No, you can't say that. Oh, that's terrible.
How much of the story did you read?
Just some of it, and I didn't.
Wow,
I didn't think it was real. So I'm not. I'm done. I'm not gonna do that anymore. Does Lance's classic hits come with the Body and Soul collection?
Well, we're gonna have to get him to provide us with that, because right now I think he's a one genre performer right now.
He kind of is.
Southern rockabilly.
He's all about Southern Southern rock. Southern rockabilly. Yep. Listen, Body and Soul collection is nice.
Well, how do you think all those nachos get made?
A young lady dancing seductively, and then, wow, I don't know. I might buy this. I might have to buy this. It's pretty good. Luther Vandross is on there, Dell. That's pretty good.
R.I.P. to one of the greats.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the all-time greats. 703-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. Are you bummed that there's no golf, no fans at golf tournaments this year?
Are you? You, that would be more of your issue,
well,
right?
Well, this was the week they were planning at, but Ohio's bad too now. Ohio's gotten bad again. So they decided no, they were not going to bring fans in at the tournament. They're playing in the same place for the first time since Pinehurst when they had back-to-back U.S. Opens, but those were different tours. The tour is playing in the same place for back-to-back weeks for the first time that I can ever remember.
And what's the, for a non-golf person, what's the reasoning for it?
Because I think it was in Illinois, canceled their tournament last week.
Okay.
And so they decided, well, Memorial just said, we'll take it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. We'll take that week because the PGA Tour did not want to not have a tournament this week. So they went to Jack, and Jack said, yep, we'll do it. And then we had the guy who runs Muirfield Village on this week on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, and he said it's weird. And it's going to be difficult because, you know, they're going to have to change the tees this week because all of the divots that are in the fairway from four rounds, guys hitting it in the same spot all week, although they do move, but there's going to be a lot of divots. There's going to be a lot of bad lies out there in the fairways.
I'm just thinking about the sports landscape. Golf is going, no fans. Basketball will apparently start in about, I don't know, a little over 2 weeks, no fans. Baseball, less than 2 weeks, no fans. So we are going to get that thing that we thought, and hockey is in less than a month, maybe less than 3 weeks, actually, no fans. We're going to get that whole, all these sports together at once. It's just, well, we'll be watching them from home. And I don't think I'm going to care. As long as they get going, I don't think I care if there's anyone watching in person.
No, I'm not going to care one bit. I want to watch Alex Bregman hit home runs. I don't care. You know what? I'll watch it in a bar.
Would you?
That's closed.
Would you like, Texas, where we might be getting to that point, at least in Houston. Do you think they will pump in crowd noise for baseball games? Not inside the stadium, but on the broadcast.
I don't know that. I can't answer that question right now.
Because they've done it for everything else. I don't know what the NBA has decided, what they're going to do about it. But as far as soccer is concerned, they've done it. I wonder if, would people like that? It's not like it's loud, but there's a buzz in the crowd. Will they add that buzz into the...
It's going to be weird because of watching the basketball tournament and you don't see the stands. Because they've got a backdrop of whatever it is. But you're going to see all the empty seats in baseball.
Yeah.
You're going to see. There's no way around that.
Yeah.
You're going to see a drive, the home run. It's going to be hit into an empty outfield. That's going to make it different.
Yeah, and the MLS, I've watched quite a bit of it. It isn't weird because there are no empty stands. They're playing on pretty much the fields you play in if you're a club team, like under 17 Orlando, whatever, will be playing the team. They're playing on those type of fields, but they have it set up like a real major soccer match because they have all the signage and the boards around the field for the advertising. So it doesn't feel so weird because they're not empty seats, and they've done enough as far as background, so you're not looking into the vastness of Wild World of Sports. You're seeing the field, the players, and then stuff surrounding it, so it feels enclosed. A baseball will be the test.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. 1014 ESPN 975-730-3776. If you want to get in, come hang with us.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 975.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
The NBA is serious, bruh. Rashawn Holmes walked out, crossed the line outside the bubble just to pick up some food. And he's in quarantine for 10 days.
Happened to one of our own, Bruno Caboclo.
Gabagol.
I don't think it's Gabagol.
It's Gabagol.
Yesterday it was reported that he was in the middle of a 10-day quarantine. So two players, I don't know what Bruno was doing, whether he was looking for food as well. Maybe he ordered something.
He's Italian. He's probably looking for something else.
What does that mean? Something else. What, are Italians more likely to break the bubble to look for something else?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like speculative. Objection, Your Honor. Speculative. All I know is Bruno's in a quarantine. He's locked in his room for 10 days. Not locked, but he's not supposed to leave for 10 days. A total of 10. Rashawn Holmes, same thing. Look, I don't buy the complaints about the bubble. Now, Malcolm Brogdon, former Buck, now Pacer, tweeted out that, look, they're doing everything possible to make this an enjoyable experience. We appreciate what everyone's doing. A lot of players have done that in response to the initial tweets and Instagram stuff about the food and it sucks and all that type of stuff. But in your room for 10 days, it's a nice room. You got all your stuff. Probably got a PlayStation or whatever you like to play, but not being able to leave that area, that could be rough.
You know, did you see John Morant and his comment? I don't, you know what? I'm just here. I'm here to play ball. Can everybody stop complaining about the food?
Yeah.
Your room, can you stop? You're in it. You know what? Play some games, eat some food, and let's play some basketball.
Yeah. Jay Williams came out. He put out a video saying, what are you guys doing? It's a bad look. And I agree with all that. Particularly when you get to move around in that place, you get to go golf, you can fish. We've seen that stuff. There are things to do, even though it's not your house. But being stuck in a room for 10 days, if you want to continue to be able to play, although how much is Bruno going to play anyway? So what's his motivation like?
Yeah.
It's rough.
Well, just don't get anybody else sick.
That's the biggest deal.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask, if you were Bruno, knowing you weren't going to have much to do in terms of playing, would you be like, can you just send me home? As opposed to taking the 10 days?
No. I want that check.
I want that check. That's the deal.
If I'm Bruno, I'm like, I'm getting an NBA check. I'm good. I'm really good. Did you see this? This is from ABC News. So I think we can believe it. A squirrel tested positive for the bubonic plague in Colorado.
Didn't we hear that Colorado has a couple of those cases like every year? Maybe not a squirrel.
A squirrel bubonic plague. Is that right? Is that what we're doing here? Is that it? I am so disgusted right now. Now we got the bubonic plague. Yeah, now we can't.
There was a prairie dog infected with the bubonic plague last year in Colorado.
Colorado.
So it happens quite a more than you might think in Colorado.
Colorado, you suck. Okay. How do we know that he's got the... What?
How do you... It's not a pet squirrel, so how do you know that a squirrel... They just died and they did an autopsy on it? How do you know that a squirrel died of the bubonic plague?
Plague is an infectious disease caused by the bacteria Yersinia pestis and can be contracted by humans and household animals if proper precautions are not taken. What proper precautions? We can't do anything? We can't... If we look at a squirrel, we're going to die now?
Is it a 99%? If you don't have the 99.9 germ killing thing, is that not proper precaution?
Symptoms of plague may include sudden onset of high fever, chills, headache, nausea, and extreme pain and swelling of lymph nodes occurring within 2 to 7 days after exposure. Plague can be effectively treated with antibiotics when diagnosed early. Anyone experiencing these symptoms should consult a physician. Well, no duh. How do they know it's bubonic plague? Or... COVID-19. How are you supposed to know this now?
You don't. That's why you go get tested as soon as you have symptoms.
Well, do I got to get tested for the bubonic plague too now?
Well, yes, you do both. If you fear that you have it, and damn it, there are a lot of squirrels in my neighborhood too.
Oh, man. And not only that, they're just rats.
With fluffier tails.
With fluffy tails. Oh, so they're cute. No, they're not.
They're vermin too.
They're vermin.
Yeah, even
I'm glad that squirrel got bubonic plague.
Even Disney went with chipmunks and not squirrels.
Right.
It was Alvin and the Chip. I don't know if that's a Disney thing. It might be. It was the chipmunks, not squirrels. Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, chipmunks, not squirrels. Because everyone knows squirrels are rats.
They're rats. How are you going to make a good show about a rat?
You don't. Well,
every rat in a cartoon is a bad guy.
Unless he's 6 feet and has turtles as friends. the Ninja Splinter, the Ninja. Oh, see, you don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing about Ninja Turtles. Wait, isn't he wise? He's a wise rat.
He's a wise sensei type rat. Yes, and he's like 6 feet tall.
That's why I can't. I'm not.
It's unrealistic.
I could never get into the Ninja Turtles because that's too stupid.
Well, it's a cartoon first and foremost. Of course, it's too stupid.
Well, no, rats. A smart rat.
Yeah, he got hit with the ooze too, just like the not the goo like that like the emus, but he got hit with the ooze just like the turtles did. Grew in size, was smart, taught him karate, all those things.
Mm-mm.
And they love pizza.
Rats are like Lady and the Tramp, right?
Yeah,
they're trying to go in and eat the kid in the bassinet. Well,
did the kid deserve it?
The kid was just sleeping.
Well,
and Tramp saved his life.
Well, don't start none, we'll beat none, kid.
But he didn't start nothing.
Are we sure?
He was sleeping.
Well,
rats trying to eat him.
When I'm around, you keep your eyes open. I don't appreciate the disrespect. That's what the rat said. I don't even remember that movie. Rats tried to eat a baby.
Rats tried to eat a baby. Tramp saved him. Right.
And then Tramp got what? Thrown on his ass. Thrown out. Then, on
well,
his
they
ass.
Thought Tramp was the one that.
Yeah, of course they blamed Tramp.
They blamed Tramp. But then, Lady convinced him that it was Tramp that saved it.
How did the dog convince the humans that the...
Well, because they saw the rat in the corner. There was the curtains, and she pulled back the curtains, and there was the rat.
Smart dog.
Right.
So...
Or somebody found it. I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody is that did. Something you saw as a kid or something you saw...
I saw
show,
my
showed
kids.
It to your kids, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't about Lady and the Tramp.
Nah, I grew up in the golden era of Disney when it was like Aladdin, Lion King, even... The Little Mermaid, which I hated because I couldn't stand Ursula the Octopus. But I grew up when Disney made its comeback.
Well, this wasn't my kids, but...
But you showed them Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp, yeah.
Why? Because
they had the pasta eating.
Yeah, I know. It had the quintessential Italian thing, so right. You had to show it to them.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Now, this is one. Mm-hmm. Little Mermaid, no Italians. Disrespectful to the Italian race.
Italians don't have to be in every... I think they were like Danish or whatever. Italians don't have to be in every cartoon. And no, underrated,
my house they do.
Underrated mess says y'all trip. Oh, you must love Mario Brothers then.
Yeah.
No. What? No. What? Italians?
You want to talk about a stereotype?
What?
Little guys running around Italians with the mustaches.
Well, they were plumbers who got thrown into an extraordinary situation and save a princess. Underrated mess says Ratatouille goes hard. I never saw Ratatouille.
I never saw it either. No. Because he's French, right?
Well, that's why you hate him.
Yeah. I ain't watching no Frenchie. But especially a French rat.
That cooks?
Stop.
Beat it, underrated mess.
Stop. Goes hard. That's the worst. That's the worst. Nobody's watching a French rat. Now, Pepe Le Pew.
Well, he did stuff. And he was a
yeah. He was skunk. Always trying to get some.
Look, Pepe, I mean, it's not even my bit. It's Dave Chappelle's. But Pepe was like a rapist. He was not asking for consent at all. That cat, he harassed that cat for years.
He was trying to always, man, stay within your race, skunk.
Or species.
Or species. Stay.
And you notice, you don't see that anymore. You don't see those cartoons. No, not that we would. But I don't know if you could ask a parent with a small child if they're seeing Pepe Le Pew cartoons anymore. Because that's aggressive.
Yeah. No, he was. He didn't care.
Pepe got canceled.
He was trying to get some.
Nah, Pepe got canceled.
Well, not really. Pepe was...
No, I'm talking about in terms of you're never going to see those cartoons
anymore.
Oh,
yeah. No. You'll never see that again. No. Or Bad News Bears.
Well, that's...
They have that little racist shortstop.
What was his name?
Skinner?
I'll look it up. Tanner?
Tanner.
Yeah. Little racist shortstops aren't a thing anymore in kids' movies.
Nope. Time to talk hoops. Hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. If you're looking for the best goal in the market, this is not even arguable, people. Love this. I got this for my kids. And just the boy was out there all the time dunking. He just loved it. Just loved to dunk. And he, you know what? Just got better and better and better. And now he could eventually dunk on it when it was 10 feet. But when they were little, you know what? It ain't fun at 10 feet, Dad. It's just not, the game's just not fun. So I want to lower the goal. I want to hang on the rim. When you go to produnkhoops.com, you'll see all kinds of pictures, and most every kid is hanging on the rim because that's just what they want to do, Dad. So get them the goal that they can actually have some fun when they're little. So they can do this at ProDunkHoops.com because the goal lowers. And, oh, by the way, you're even adding to the curb appeal. There's a lot of baskets that just don't. And when they rust out and the rim breaks or is crooked and the backboard needs painting, and that's just terrible. You know what? You look like it looks like trailer trash. So you're looking for the best goal. It's not even arguable. It's the Pro Dunk Hoops goal. Go there. All of the accessories as well. You're looking for the best goal in the market. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
We are here for you. La, 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 la.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I always thought this, and the NCAA came out and said, well, we may cancel all fall sports. And you know what the SEC is going to do? They're going to go, really? Are you?
You can't make us.
Yeah. NCAA, here's the deal, NCAA. How would you like that we're no longer part of the NCAA?
Yeah, all the money that conference brings in, good luck.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Like, the conferences don't really have, there's no czar. We focus on college football clearly because it's very important to, we just love it, but there's no governing body per se or really a president of college football that's going to hand down decisions like there are in the major sports, professional sports. So the SEC is like, we'll do what we want. And if we decide to play, we'll play. If we don't, we don't.
Well, and JUCO's having a problem right now. Because apparently the NJCAA announced that no fall sports. Well, the community, Mississippi Community of Colleges, Mississippi Association of Community Colleges, abstained from the vote, instead opting to take a wait-and-see approach. And we just might play.
Yeah, I saw that the spring football, well, they're moving to spring football from March to June. And Mississippi, who has very competitive college football, is like, we will do what we like.
Yeah.
Because there's no real leader as far as that's concerned. Even, there's no commission, there's no president. So those conferences, and apparently Mississippi will do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it. Look, there wasn't. It didn't come down from on high that all the conferences would decide, or at least apparently they'll all decide to go conference schedules only.
Well, and JUCO, just don't forget, you only got kids for a year sometimes.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
And you know these kids are using that JUCO time to try to get a D1 or right, whatever, a scholarship. It could be D2, but they're trying to get to a bigger school. So missing out on a year, it's going to hurt.
It's huge.
It's going to hurt recruiting.
Glenn Davis, head football coach at Copia Lincoln Community College, said 25 of his players are on track to graduate in December and would not be available in the spring. He opines most, if not all, sophomores part of the two-year JUCO program will elect to skip the season and maintain 3 years of athletic eligibility for a four-year college. That would leave him with a roster full of freshman players.
It makes sense for those kids if we're not going to play till the spring. And I'm sure their ability to graduate is contingent on playing football. As opposed to maybe the other way around. Hey, you don't play football for us. We're not just going to allow you to go to school here. Those kids are like, if you're pushing it back this spring, I'm not going to play. I'll just graduate and then get out of here. Now, then I look more attractive to a D1 school because I have 3 years to play.
Yeah, I got 3 years left. That is. And yeah, the NCAA or the National JUCO, speaking for everybody, and especially if you're in a state where you can play. No, I'll just play Mississippi colleges.
Which is a very competitive brand of football themselves. And I'm not sure what Mississippi looks as far as COVID cases are concerned. If they're a state that doesn't have the same type of outbreaks that others, you might say, yeah, it's safer here to play than other places. We'll just do it in state.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids will play and maybe and help them get recruited and they'll move on.
Yeah. I'm watching George Springer's first Springer Dinger. Man, it's so weird not having any fans. nothing, nobody there, and just not knocking the snot out of it. Way to go, George. George Springer just homered. Congratulations.
Did he homer against the major league pitcher?
Yeah.
Those guys are back now?
His own.
No, I know, but remember.
And, number 71, so he ain't going to be a major
league. Yeah, and as far as Mississippi is concerned, as of yesterday, they had 393 cases. Now, the day before, they had 868. So it's not crazy for them. Now, Monday is a day where the cases go down because some people just aren't going in on that Monday. But if Mississippi holds at that level where they're not spiking and they're at a relatively safe place, I'm like, yeah, I'll play football. We'll play football. So don't tell us what to do.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. We're going to play. Sorry about that. New Texans safety Michael Thomas wrote about why an NFL team must sign Colin Kaepernick and how he and Kenny Stills decided to start kneeling during the anthem.
They were both in Miami.
Yeah, Miami's kneeling.
I'm not sure what his article is going to do to make a team sign him. Why do they have to sign? Why does he think they have to sign
him? A team must sign him. I don't know why. I don't know why. Why is that?
I don't know. Here's something. Bovada has odds out on who's the most likely Kardashian Jenner to sneak into the NBA bubble. There are odds on it. Who do you think's the favorite?
One of the Jenners. Kendall?
She does have a apparent relationship with Ben Simmons. We're not sure. She's the one closely, well, and Chloe with Tristan. But Tristan's not in the bubble. But yeah, Ben Simmons and Kendall. And she is plus 225. She is a favorite to sneak in.
Plus 225.
Yeah.
Who's second would be?
Chloe.
Chloe, yeah.
Yeah, she has basketball connections. And Kylie is 350, but she's...
Kim ain't sneaking in there. Neither is Courtney.
No. They have Caitlin on the list. She's plus 2,000. She's the least favorite person. And then right before her is Rob. Eddie, who's sneaking Rob into the bubble?
What?
Who's sneaking the brother into the bubble? Plus 1,800 for him. I agree. Kendall's the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah, Kendall's. And Chloe, too. I can see Chloe. Post Malone got Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce tattoos after epic beer pong night. Apparently, he lost the tattoo bet to them. And had to get Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce tattoos. Like Post Malone cares. He puts them on his face.
It doesn't matter to him, but...
No.
This is not a good... I don't know. This is not a good way to promote alcohol. That if you lose something, you put a tattoo of another man on you?
Well, it's actually just their autographs.
Oh, okay. Even still.
I don't want another man's name on it.
But like you said, it's Post Malone. He doesn't care. He probably doesn't remember all his tattoos.
He puts them on his face. If you put tattoos on your face, you don't care. You'll put a tattoo of anything anywhere.
I don't care if a rich, famous person does it, just because unless you're really bad with your money, the tattoos aren't ever going to keep you from earning money, particularly if you're an artist. But for everybody else, what are you doing? If you're not a creative... And you don't make money off being creative, keep them off your face.
Let me ask you this, honestly. Someone walks up to you on the street with face tattoos. Are you taken aback at all?
Well,
this person will do almost anything.
Well, I'll respond with one of your favorite questions. Are they hot?
No. No one with face tattoos is hot.
Oh, I'll show you some women who...
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, well, it takes away from their hotness. Immediately.
For some people. Other people don't mind it so much. If someone approaches me with a face tattoo and they don't appear to be a musical artist or creative who I would say, you've made a terrible mistake.
Yes. You have scarred your face forever. And... So this is a bad, bad mistake. You did this when you were under the influence of something.
I will show you a picture.
Don't do anything permanent while you're under the influence.
I will show you a picture of a juggalo who has...
Trey?
No, he does. Well, he doesn't have tattoos on his face. I will show a picture of a juggalo who put clown makeup tattoos. Like he has these big dark black eyebrows. He looks like he's face painted like he's in the Insane Clown Posse. And he did that while, as you mentioned, drugs were involved. He was on meth.
Mm-hmm.
He did it, and now he has to go through the process of getting them removed.
Yeah.
Because he's no longer on meth. And
that's the problem. Don't do anything on meth.
Unless you're going to stay on meth.
Yes, forever. Because you, when you're on meth, this is a good idea.
And they're just big and dark. And because of how dark they are, it's taking even longer to remove. He's gone in for like 7 procedures, and it looks there barely looks like they've taken anything off. Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah. So that is that's just a rule of mine. Don't get a face tattoo when I'm on meth. Don't quote anything from Hitler on Twitter.
That's or
anywhere
or Instagram, doesn't matter.
No. Anywhere. Any social media. Don't quote Hitler, and don't get face tattoos when I'm on meth.
I just pulled up this guy's picture. There's a lot of Juggalo tattoos, face tattoos, but I found the guy who I remember. If you just type in Juggalo tattoo face, you'll see who I'm talking about. And it's brutal, particularly for a guy who's changed his mind. It's the first image you'll see, and he has changed his mind. He wants to get rid of them, but they're just dark and black, and it's oof. That dude made a mistake.
Juggalo face tattoo. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I told you.
It's not only one, though. There are
a lot of guys who've done it, but I know this guy because I saw him on YouTube, and he's like, I was on meth, and I'm going through the process of getting them removed, and it's kind of like a 2-plus-year process because the lines are so thick and dark.
Oh, my goodness. What about this guy that's got black and red face mask? He's got a permanent face mask. You see that?
I haven't seen that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I see him. Oof.
He's got something written, something eous. It's just, that's just not.
Notorious.
Notorious is what
he? Yeah.
Oh, what about the guy with racist across his forehead?
Well, that you're making a firm decision.
You really are.
You're in the racist game forever.
Firmer decision. Racist across your forehead or painting your car with a Confederate flag?
Well, you can always get a new paint job. The tattoo now can be removed, but you're letting everyone know that I'm in it for the long haul.
Right. I'm serious about this.
Yeah. If you thought I was joking about being a racist.
No. This is a real thing for me. I am very, very committed to it. Man, there's so many people that just paint their whole faces. Like, what is wrong with you?
And as you go through the images, what's the clear demographic of these people?
Whitey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meth head.
That too.
Meth head. That's it. Oh, my goodness. Juggalo face tattoo is a... I mean, this is a big group now we're looking at here.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy I know came up immediately, but yeah, there's a lot of guys.
Yikes. It's a scary group of people.
Yeah, the Juggalos are real, man.
Man. I'm sorry, any Juggalo out there. I think you're a very attractive group.
You better watch yourself.
I love you people.
Yeah, Trey doesn't fit the mold. I know he gets called that, but he's not a Juggalo.
He's not a Juggalo. He's about the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He's not really a Juggalo. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying, too, is HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525, HRP.net. That's our people. That's our payroll company and our HR company, and they're excellent at what they do. And with the PPP and the SBA loans and the stopping, then we're going to have more stoppage of business now, getting back your taxes and how it's affected there, what kind of... You know, what do you qualify for benefits wise from the government? All kinds of things, and our guys are here. Listen, I used them yesterday. As a matter of fact, I needed to find something on our website payroll stuff, and they answered the phone. Yes, sir. Well, how can I help you here? Here's how you do it. This is really easy. They could not. It can't be easier, and they can't be more knowledgeable and more attentive to all of our needs. And I'm just an employee. When Laura needs anything with taxes or anything else, man, they're right there for her. And if your payroll company isn't as attentive as ours, then you need our payroll company. It's not just about how much you pay, although you'll paying less. because it's just so damn good. So if you're looking for that payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time for News of the Weird. See, this is odd because COVID-19 case Lolo, who died on May 30th, was given a recovery certificate on July 3rd. So, see, and that's just the opposite of what's going on. The more COVID deaths you have, the more government money you get, apparently. If your hospital or your county or your, you know, if you've got a lot of cases. So, like in Chicago, you know, people with, that have three gunshot wounds that die, but they test positive. Guess what they died of?
COVID.
So
the hospital gets the bucks
right
from them.
So the hospital gets the bucks. So this is odd that you would be given a recovery certificate when you died a month after you died.
So that hospital is super honest.
That hospital is stupid.
Or dumb, considering she actually did die from COVID.
Anytime that you do give a recovery certificate to someone who died, you're dumb anyway, I think.
Yeah.
So they're double dumb.
That seemed like you made a real dumb mistake.
Yeah, as a hospital. Congratulations.
And where was this again?
I just can't tell. Some country. Burger King is debuting a new Whopper.
So it's not the Impossible Whopper.
No, this is different. It's made from cows that burp and fart 33% less.
So will it take the place of the normal Whopper, or can I get a normal Whopper where the cows are burping and farting at a normal level?
If it's not, I don't know. Can I order the 33% more burp and fart Whopper? I don't know.
I think they'll just call that the normal Whopper, and I think they should call this Whopper the 33%er.
The 33, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would stick with my normal Whopper.
I would rather have one. Then I know he's like he doesn't have as much gas.
Yeah, I feel
he's getting rid of it.
Yeah, isn't that about like the environment? Because cows are farting and they hurt the environment. Cause their emissions.
You know what? I never heard a cow fart. I don't know.
So are they?
Are they that dangerous that they're emitting?
Well, there's a lot of cows.
Cow farts are that dangerous.
There are a lot of cows. It hurts the environment. Apparently, that's why people besides being healthy in terms of not eating meat, the other thing is all those cows out there that they breed for this sort of thing hurt the environment with their emissions.
So what are they feeding the cows? Aren't eating pepperonis anymore? They're not eating pizza?
That's the question.
I don't know.
What are the cows now eating that they're not farting as much?
What are you supposed to?
Are they putting something in the feed that makes them not fart?
Yeah, I don't know. They're not as gassy.
Got a bunch of bloated cows.
A little brioche. Give them a little brioche. Maybe they're eating brioche.
That cow's eating good if it's eating brioche.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we were a kid, I broke my arm. My dad said, "You got gas. Here, take some brioche." Yeah. I was like, "Dad, it's my arm."
You broke your arm.
Broke my arm. Yeah, it's gas. No, it's not. Everything's not gas, Dad.
Did your dad think everything that was wrong with you was gas related?
Yes, everything. You got gas.
I don't know.
Take some brioche.
I feel like you can see I have a compound fracture here.
Yeah, right. That's what I said. Dad, this hurts. It's a bone.
No.
It's gas.
It's your stomach. It's your intestinals.
A Utah nonprofit raises over $100,000 selling penis print face masks. Do you want a penis print
face mask? The answer is no.
Face mask.
No. There are many things I would put on a face mask because I actually am a fan of wearing masks. Not a penis.
You don't want a penis print face mask.
If the CD said, "Del, if you put on a face mask, we're crushing the coronavirus and college football is coming back, but you have to wear one with a penis on it for 6 weeks."
Right.
I guess I'll see you in 2021, college football.
You're not
I'm not wearing a penis on my face.
Apparently, there are anti-mask activists in Florida, and they're pretty serious about it. They're giving out free meals to people who don't use masks.
You know, people are just insane.
Well,
people are insane.
Well, not these people.
Yes, they are. No, they are.
In Florida, they filed a lawsuit against mask mandate, saying it's common knowledge that humans use noses and mouths to breathe.
It's also common knowledge that the masks have been proven not to disrupt your breathing where you're going to die from it.
Oh, really? Then how come I can't wear it on the football field?
Because you're actually doing a strenuous activity. You know, I don't think Florida says if you're doing athletic activities outside, you have to wear a mask. But if you're walking into some place, wear a mask.
Hmm. Now, a Disney World? Disney World is offering mask-free relaxation zones. Apparently, it's stressful and arduous to wear a mask.
Are they socially distanced relaxation zones?
I would hope so.
We don't care.
You have a rat's ass?
We don't give a rat's ass about Mickey. Yeah, Disney does not care. They open that place up. I know we're opening up in the highest spiking place in the entire world, but spend your money, please. We got a business to run.
Our president wants people who are jobless to find something new.
Besides a job?
No, a new job.
I just want to move on.
People who are unemployed or unhappy in their jobs or careers, find something new.
Yeah, it's very easy. And
there's a lot of jobs out there.
In this day and age, to simply hop on another career path.
Yeah.
I would say this. Most people, maybe not most, but plenty of people don't like their job, but they keep it because it keeps them fed, and there's not a better one just waiting for them someplace. Well, kind of how the world works.
Well, here's the deal. If you work on computers, IBM has a job ad. It's calling for 12 years experience on Kubernetes.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's some kind of, Kubernetes in administration and management. It could be Kubernetes. I don't know. Kubernetes, whatever.
K-U-B-E-R-N-E-T-E-S. So if you've done that and have 12 years experience, IBM's hiring you?
Yeah. The problem is the Kubernetes are only 6 years old.
Has IBM explained?
I don't know. But they want 12 years of experience. Well, I don't think they're going to have a lot of applicants.
I guess in 2026, they'll have plenty of applicants.
Yeah. So, right. You gotta wait. Wait 6 years and then apply.
You think IBM is just pretending like they're hiring people?
Maybe. Maybe they're trying to keep a certain kind of people away. I don't know. People with tattoos on their faces.
I don't think people with tattoos on their faces had 4 years of experience, let alone 6 or 12.
I don't even think they know what Kubernetes are.
Hell, we don't. And
I don't have any idea.
And we don't have tattoos on our faces.
No. No, we don't know anything about those. So I'm going to try to find something new.
Are you leaving this job?
I might. I don't know. Here's the story about the girl online. Didn't do her online schoolwork, so she's sent to juvie.
Yeah, well, she said she's had a troubled past, but the final straw was she couldn't keep up with her homework. Maybe because she has ADHD, so she had to go to
juvie. She goes to jail.
Because that'll help things.
Man, you know what? How much time I would have spent in juvie if I didn't turn in my homework?
Me and you both. Plenty of time.
We're done. Press Box next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.